community is there to work together and to enjoy it. And it's really interesting, I think, also on a meta level, to find oneself dragged into the direction of doing the same thing some people really like to do, and just come up with crazy ideas despite knowing that it's not a good idea and despite knowing that it's not productive, really.
So I guess the advice, you know, what you're saying that's a bad thing. The advice you'd offer is remember why we're here, folks, basically.
Yes, of course, yeah. I think especially what I try to do is to look to people who really steer clear of all of that and concentrate, really focus on main space work and behind the scenes work also in project space, but who never indulge in any of those debates and who are really the people we should pay more attention to, because they do a lot of work and they don't take this sort of bad advantage of it. Yeah.
In fact, I'm sure we'll return to that in a future chat, actually, Dorf, because the thought that if you're not contributing in main space, you're not contributing, is one that's it's attractive in lots of ways, and yet it's very interesting to see, you know, particularly like, for instance, I have precious few main space edits in the last couple of weeks. I've done a few little things here and there, but I've been far more involved on what you might call the meta level.
It's
probably quite healthy to have that chat about, you know, if you're not contributing to main space, you're not contributing. It's interesting to know how many people fall foul of that, and, you know, and what that would mean. So that's one for us to return to, I think. But aside from that, in terms of wild conspiracy theories and, you know, damaging gossip, basically, yeah, we've got to remember why we're here. That's the deal. We're going to move on from that just to do a little bit of a sort of analysis of non-admin rollback. It's been a few months since rollback was somewhat controversially enabled. It amounted, as far as I can tell, to a bit of confusion about whether or not it should be or whether or not it shouldn't be. And after much classic wiki conflabbing, as in, you know, reams and reams of talk page posts, it eventually was decided to leave it. Let's see how it goes. And quite predictably, if you like, that's turned into a longer term solution. I'm also going to hand over my hosting duties at this point of the podcast over to Darova. But to kick off the conversation on admin or non-admin rollback, Seddon, you're a non-admin, right? And Seddon's, yeah, rollback. Okay, I was asking you, Seddon, because I had a feeling you were a non-admin who was using rollback.
Oh, sorry. Hello? Sorry.
There you go. Hear you loud and clear, Seddon. Go ahead. Tell us a bit about your use of rollback and what you think about it.
Personally, I think that the whole fuss that was kicked up about the rollback feature, I think, was probably, now looking at hindsight, that it was probably not necessary. I know that I've had rollback, and it's, you know, it's a very easy tool to use. But since then, you know, I've used Twinkle, and I've also got Huggle, both of which has the rollback feature built in, and both of which probably you know, expand what you can do with rollback. And I think that it wasn't a big change, I think, to Wikipedia. It is definitely, you know, one of the worries is that it would form a new level of Wikipedians. You know, we have, you know, our administrators and bureaucrats, and I think that those who have rollback, you know, aren't of second class, and I think that's a good thing, because I think that, you know, we don't need another layer of bureaucracy. And I think that, you know, rollback has been good for Wikipedia. I think, you know, we need every help we can in ensuring that the information we've got in our articles is correct and isn't vandalised. So I think that it was a good decision.
Before we go too much further, let's make sure that our listeners understand what rollback is. Would you like to give a quick summary of what the rollback feature actually does?
Okay, I'll do that. Essentially, the rollback feature was originally an administrative feature. What you have to do is you have to press on the undo button, and it brings up new edit screen with the previous edit removed, then you have to save it, okay? What the rollback feature does is cuts out the second step, and you essentially press the rollback feature, and it will roll back to the edit from the next editor. So if one editor has made, say, 7 edits in a row, it will roll back all 7 edits by that editor till the next new editor in the list of contributions, if that makes any sense.
Right. Could I just add something to that to make it clear? Because someone posted to my user page the other day and appeared to think it was some kind of special power that he couldn't emulate. Actually, any editor can do the equivalent of a rollback, but just with a couple more mouse clicks. Rollback is just a way of speeding up that. You could go to a historic page version, open that up before some vandal had come along, and then just save the historic version. But that manually, that's a little bit slower, and you would need to write an edit summary so that people understood what you were doing. Rollback sort of makes that into just, you know, a much more streamlined thing. So do we have any other people here who are rollbackers but not admins who can comment on the feature? We have somebody who does not have good audio right now, who's breaking up. We have one of our listeners is commenting that he got rollback without asking. And another one of our listeners is saying that he has rollback. Okay. I'm also a rollbacker right now. Yes, if you'd like to, QSD, would you like to speak? We have someone here who is deciding whether to discuss this. Someone who would prefer to go by type than by voice. If you'd like to, if you're a fast typist, I can read off what you're saying. Please try to make it brief. In the meantime, is there somebody else that would like to go to private musings? Do you have rollback?
No, I've got to tell you, I'm not a rollbacker. I've in fact been learning from what you guys have been saying exactly what it is. And it seems to me a very, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me a particularly useful anti-vandal tool, you know, to follow someone, like said in your still chatting, is that how you use it, to follow someone's contributions around and say, you know what, you've been messing around with like 6 articles, you silly person, I'm going to just roll back all your edits.
Go on, dear Rover.
Oh, well, you know, as a former administrator, rollback is an automatic thing that you get along with being an administrator, and I used to be an admin. I've turned that in. I'm not an admin anymore, but I am a rollbacker now. We've got somebody else who's an admin and a rollbacker. And I found that of all the admin tools that I passed back, rollback was the one that I missed the least. Although, now that I've got it again, I'm actually doing a lot more vandal fighting. When non-admin rollback was first implemented, somebody gave it to me without me asking for it, and I handed it back at first. I said, thank you, but no thank you. I don't want an inference of impropriety. Somebody might think that I got it through some back channel or something like that, and I'd rather just not raise any eyebrows. And after about a month, it wasn't controversial anymore, and I decided, okay, and I'm doing actually a lot more vandal reversion now.
And there's a couple of, as well as the happy rollback stories, QST is just popping up here in the chat describing that his rollback was removed for what obviously was perceived by someone as inappropriate use. And there's a current thread on the administrator's notice board as well about someone else having their rollback removed for, again, someone believing that it was inappropriate. So there's sections of the community are learning, or they're learning the hard way, I guess, for either someone's making a mistake in not assessing the edits as were they proper or not. You know, maybe they were fine and someone got a bit upset and removed people's rollback incorrectly, or the rollbackers themselves have misunderstood exactly when to use the tool and have rolled back a bit too much. There's bound to be, you know, growing pains, and it's unfortunately people are going to get hurt on both sides of that. But broadly speaking, from what I mean, it hasn't made a huge. I haven't really noticed it causing any problems. Have you? Is it causing any problems? Would you say, Jerome? Do we need to do anything? Does it need to be uninstalled or anything?
I haven't seen anybody go that far. I mean, it's really easy if you don't look at an edit carefully enough to, you know, to go ahead, roll back something that looks like it's not a good edit, and then, maybe one time in 100 I'll think to myself afterward, well, you know, was I a little too quick on that trigger? And it only takes basically one time when that 1 out of 100 somebody raises a real complaint about to, you know, turn into a drama on an administrative notice board. That hasn't happened to me yet, but I could see it happening to somebody, and I hope I never make that mistake. But once you have tools, I mean, rollback or admin tools, it's very easy to lose sight of, you know, how it seems to be a mysterious power to people who don't have it.
And in fact, Steve, we've got you typing away here. We'll give you a go. Let's see if we can get your audio working, Steve. You're just saying that it's been actually proposed to expand it a bit, has it?
Yeah, I can't remember when it was, but someone proposed that after a certain amount of time, I think it was about a month on Wikipedia and a certain amount of edits and no history of vandalism, that it would become, or on a, there was some sort of suggested that the Wikipedia thing be changed so people would automatically get it after a certain amount of time.
Do you roll back, Steve?
Yeah, I'm a rollbacker, and I used to do pretty much my edits were vandal reversion, and now I'm broadening what I'm doing because of the fact I've been labelled a vandal fighter. So,
do you support the idea that it kind of becomes like a kind of editor version of inverse semi-protection? What I mean by that is exactly what you're saying, just that after a little while, the software decides and just says, meh, yeah, you haven't had a warning on your page, or it's done automatically, and someone after... What time do you think would be a good idea, Steve, if you support the idea at all?
Well, I don't think I would support that idea, to be honest. Solely because of the reason that some people could wait that time and misuse it, or it could be misused for edit worrying or POV pushing, and I think it should stay the way it is, that we should await, people should be, you know, going to administrator or going to the rollback request board or wherever it is and request rollback manually instead of it being auto, you know, pretty much given as a right.
Yeah, yeah.
The other issue with that idea is that it wouldn't, there was no capability to have it removed.
So if it's a powerful tool, we need to make sure that we've got the ability to sort of police it. That's what you're kind of saying, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing, because it can, like if someone, for example, has gone and made 70 edits to a page and it has happened, and then someone goes, like, and someone goes and rolls back all the edits, like, I'll pull up a thread now that I mentioned on a AIV talk, and it happened, but the thing is, people can be too quick to roll back, and then it can cause people to get annoyed, and I've made the mistake, and I'm free to show it. Let me find it.
So what? Yeah, you're saying that you become so used to using the tool, you forget that in some situations it could inflame it, or it actually causes problems. And you're saying you've been on the receiving end of some heat there, have you?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt, and ever since there was a particular incident, which I'm just bringing up now, it'll take me a minute, but it's something I'm not proud of, and ever since then I've been very, very careful to how I do...
To not have an itchy trigger finger. This relates to what Derova was saying, wasn't it, that it can be very tempting to think... No, rollback, and that's gonna cause problems.